That's absolute nonsense. School libraries have always been the responsibility of the schools themselves, not the county council. All we do through the school's library service is provide an advisory service. And in closing that service down through lack of usage, there will not be one single school library book lost to Hertfordshire, nor will there be one school library closed as a result of this decision.
So what does this decision actually mean then?
It simply means that the advisory service, which is a traded service run by the county council, it's a non-statutory service, is being closed because it's running at a significant deficit. And it's running at a significant deficit simply because schools now have chosen to find their own means of procurement of books and their own advice elsewhere. And they're no longer turning to the county council in the way that they did in the past. The reality is that only a third of secondary schools in the county and only 43% of primary schools now choose to buy into the service. And it's reducing every year, so the deficit is getting greater every year. And for that reason, given that it is a traded service and a non-statutory one, we've reluctantly had to conclude that the schools themselves not using the service has meant there's no longer a life left for it.
Are schools currently still playing a great part in sort of helping the children to read then with their libraries? Are the libraries still as stocked as they've ever been?
Absolutely. The schools are still playing a very active role in helping children to learn to read, which of course is fundamentally important in a child's education. And this decision won't impact on that in any form whatsoever.
Now, the Lib Dems have said this week that the Conservatives on Hertfordshire County Council have given up far too easily and too soon on this issue. How would you respond to that?
Well, I just don't think that's right. I mean, the numbers prove that this service has been in decline for several years now. We're not just talking about something that's a one-off occasion. It's been in decline for several years. And it looks, and the statistics suggest, that it will continue to decline at a faster rate than it is even at the present time. So just by saving it for a further year, frankly, is only putting off the day when it will have to close anyway and increasing an even bigger deficit for the county council at a time when resources are scarce. And frankly, it's just not justified to incur that loss anymore.
But finally then, Chris, words of reassurance, no impact on the children themselves.
No impact on the children, no impact on the books that they read, and no impact in the sense that no school library will close as a result of our decision.